Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around. And today, well, today's kind of a bit of a sadder edition of the Jukebox Song of the Day. This is actually the second time, for me at least, that I've done a video in memory of a artist who had passed away. Of course, those who remember the first video I did for this series, Bon Jovi's Wanted Dead or Alive, was done on the heels of the tragic passing of bass player Alec John Such. And sadly, today, for our song today, we will be paying tribute to another great artist that we sadly lost fairly recently. In fact, it was back on Monday, August 8th, that the word broke that one of the biggest stars of the 70s and 80s, one Miss Olivia Newton-John, tragically passed away at the age of 73 after a very lengthy battle with cancer. I believe they said that she had it was breast cancer that ultimately killed her, but I actually had never known that she had been battling this since 1992. So for 30 years, this lady has fought this battle, and she put up a hell of a fight. But sadly, as we know, it did take her eventually, which is very, very, very sad. As somebody who has dealt with family members who either have had cancer or have passed from cancer, I know it can be definitely hard. But like I said, Olivia Newton-John was one of the biggest artists of the late 70s, early 80s. Physical was obviously probably one of her biggest singles. Obviously one of the earliest videos coming out during the early 80s, especially when MTV had launched in 1981. She, of course, had been in a couple of other films. I think most infamously the 1980 film Xanadu, which had, some good songs on it, but the film itself leaves a lot to be desired. But if you ask a lot of people what Olivia Newton-John's legacy is, I think almost 100% of the people will say that it will be for her iconic role as Sandy in the 1978 classic Grease. And that, of course, brings us to the video we're going to be watching today, which is from the movie Grease. That is, of course, her as Sandy, along with her co-star John Travolta playing Danny. And the song we, of course, are going to be watching is You're the One That I Want. For those that aren't familiar, like I said, this film came out in 1978. It's based off a musical of the same name that came out sometime before, kind of showcasing what life was like in school back during the 1950s. Fun fact, I actually had participated in two productions of Grease back in the mid-2000s, one for a local local theater company in Frederick, Maryland, and then again, for a dinner theater. And I actually played the same character both times, which I thought was kind of funny. But, this movie is very recognizable. I think anyone who's, a music fan or a movie fan have probably seen this film at least once in their life. And when you think of songs from this film, this is one of the first ones you think about. So we're going to go ahead and get started here. If you're watching along, we're, of course, at the 000. It's not a very long video. It's only about 3 minutes, 15 seconds. And it does kind of, obviously, if you watch the film, this is not the closing song. There is one more that there is, but that's for another day. So I'm going to count us in. If you're watching along, in 3, 2, 1, and play. So of course we open here. We're at the carnival here, and here's Greaser Sandy has updated her look, and there's of course John Travolta as Danny. He had gone the other way. He had tried to become a jock to try to impress Sandy, and the other the T-Birds here are kind of left speechless. So, and now, like I said, Sandy's went greaser basically with her iconic look there with the teased up hair and the black leather. And now Travolta here, beginning the song here, as he's getting down. And of course, this was right at the the height of Travolta's kind of early career, because he had this film. Saturday Night Fever was not long after this. So he was definitely on a big role. And like I said, this film kind of, even though Olivia Newton-John had been around for a while by this point, this was the film that definitely springboarded her into the stratosphere with her career. Like I said, you know, doing Xanadu a few years later, and then she had, of course, her the hit song Physical. And of course, now we have the pink ladies and the T-Birds singing along as they go into this little funhouse here at the carnival here. Now, fun fact is that this song is not actually in the stage production of Grease. The song that's sung during the kind of like this little part here is called All Choked Up. So kind of, you know, and the song, that song is fine, but I think they did a smart thing by kind of doing this new song, because it gave a good, you know, kind of trademark song for this film, even though there are plenty of songs on this film, in this movie, that that are great, you know, trademark songs. You know, you have Summer Nights, Grease Lightning, Hopelessly Devoted to You, another great solo song by Olivia, and other things. So here they're just, you know, kind of assuring that their love for each other. I won't go into the full plot of the film. I think, like I said, most everyone has probably seen this film at least some point in their life, so they know kind of the story behind it. So they're going down here through the end of the funhouse here, going to the Shake Shack. Just kind of going back and forth while everyone else is kind of waiting on them to come out. And so, like I said, you know, this film was, of course, inspired by the musical, the same name. Now, in the musical, the group that Danny's a part of, they're not called the T-Birds in there. They're called the Burger Palace Boys. Which, again, you can see why they decided that they thought T-Birds would be a lot cooler to put in the film as opposed to the Burger Palace Boys. So we got, of course, everyone else dancing. Of course, other members of the groups in those little cutout pictures where you put your head in. the one with a dog here, as everyone kind of goes dancing up here. And Danny wins the test of strength here. And now we kind of cut away, because, like I said, this is not that's not the end of the film. We do get a little bit of a final song, as we get that another kind of iconic song, We Go Together, to close things out. So there you go. There is You're the One That I Want by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. I thought that was a nice little that was a good, you know, good little song, good little, you know, obviously, again, taken right from the film itself. And I thought, you know, that was a nice little tribute there to Olivia. She has, you know, kind of touched a lot of lives. Like I said, you know, that role of Sandy is arguably the greatest of her career. So she definitely has that to hang her hat on. Well, with that, I will go ahead and wrap things up here. I say thank you again for joining us. It's been a great time. I've said it a couple times here, watching a lot of these videos. You know, and again, it is always kind of it is sad when we have to do something like this where we're paying tribute to somebody. But if anything, it kind of, you know, brings about, you know, the love that we have for them as artists. So hopefully we won't have to do another one of those too far down here this soon. But obviously we'll have to wait and see. Again, I thank you all for joining me. I am Steve Riddle. This has been the PTB Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.